Hello.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Channing. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you today?
Hi, Paul. Good. How are you?
I'm quite good. Thank you very much for asking. It is Monday.
that it is.
Going? Yeah.
Oh, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday
yeah.
Here, too.
Okay. So I don't think I need any more information from you. Did you have any questions for me, though, before we get everything all set up?
Not really, other than, like, the website and stuff. How will I get correspondence that is
okay,
set up a...
Yeah, so the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to schedule a client interview, and we can do that
okay.
even today. So one of our technicians is going to talk to you in detail and depth about all of the services you want to be found for, keywords that you want to be found for, search phrases. We'll also talk to you about where you really do want to be found, if there are places that you don't want to go or have people call you. Of course, we'll also talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. Ask you to send us photos. And then you will have, of course, access to your tracking and reporting system. You can actually log in and upload photos to your website yourself. You can actually access the website once it's up and running and make changes on your own if you like. Some people do like doing that. Of course, if not, just, you know, request changes and email us photos and things like that. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included as well. So we can always add new content or new photos later on down the line, and there's never any additional cost for that.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's really great.
Yeah.
All right,
so
we're ready then.
So we'll look for the client interview calendar in just a second here, and then that
okay.
first payment, and again, it's $299. Did you want to take
yep.
care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. On this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's not. It's actually my brother's name at the moment.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And update that information. So how does the name appear on the card then?
It's Jeremie. And then the last name is Czekalski. It's Czekalski.
So you said Jeremy, Jeremie, and then the last name
yep.
is Czekalski?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You said that was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. All Visa
yep.
cards do.
4-3, it's 4315.
Why don't you go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time? I'm actually ready whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4315 7700.
Okay.
0393 6762.
And then the expiration month and year?
7 of 27.
07 of 2027. And then
yep.
the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
054.
So I have 054054 on the back, and then July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 43157009396762? No?
It's 0393.
0393.
Yep.
Okay, so let me read that back. 4315770. Wait a second.
Yep. That's right.
And then
another 0.
Uh-huh.
393. 6762.
I think I just have the 9 and the 3.
Yeah, they were just reversed, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So now I think I have... Okay, so was it 4315-7700?
Yeah.
and then 0393.
Yep.
And then 6762.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the expiration month? The billing address of the card.
It's 56 Primrose Drive.
Okay.
In Moscow, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
18444.
So in about a minute here, or at least a minute or so after I read the voice verification, you'll receive a confirmation email. It does have okay. our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, the zip code was 18444, you said?
Yeah. Yep.
If you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
All right. I do.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And then, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll reach out to you within the following business day. The email okay. address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will, like I said, receive all of that information about a minute after I read the voice verification. The voice verification is required of us as we're Google partners. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, okay. pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get to the voice verification, I know that the billing address is on Primrose, but is the business address 1 Washington Terrace?
Yes.
It is. Okay, gotcha. And that's 18640. So I do have the voice verification set up, and like I said, you can stop me if you have any questions. It's pretty straightforward.
Thank you.
So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
R&S Staining and Painting, LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that. And just to clarify, the and between the R and the S, that's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and.
Yes.
And then the and between the staining and painting, that is the AND, the word itself, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then with the LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Channing Roberts, owner.
Okay. And then Channing, as the owner of R&S Staining and Painting, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you guys. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Channing, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. The reason that we do ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of the business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Channing, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate, right down to the ands, the ampersands, the LLCs, etc. That's fair enough, right? We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, okay, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'll be applying here, again, waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, with it being month-to-month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive, will be charged today's date, the 18th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Channing, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the paid social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Again, that website is included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. I think I did mention that it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Channing, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Channing, are you, or do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes and yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in just a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, it says for some reason the account was closed. I'm not sure.
Okay, so let me give you the other card then. There could have been an issue with that card. He did tell me that he wasn't sure which one. So I have, it's a Visa as well.
Visa as well. Fact, same
month and expiration.
Okay.
So no, not June 1st. It's a different, it's a whole different number though.
What about the billing address of the card? Is it still the same?
Same billing address. Yep. Okay. All of that stays the same.
And then you said July of 2027 is still the expiration date.
Yep.
Okay. And the card, the number on this one?
4108-7000-0393-3254. And the three-digit code is 071.
071, okay.
Yep.
So 071. I did also want to set up a security question and answer here for you. This is really just for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with RNS Staining and Painting LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we are going to ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And, of course, unfortunately, and we have seen it kind of ebb and flow, it does happen. In about 5 days, that's about 5 or 6 days when your website is up and running, we have seen and heard from back our clients saying, hey, are you calling me and trying to get more information from me, or why are you asking me for money when the voice verification clearly says, you know, it's a flat rate and things like that. We would want you to call us if you got those types of phone calls. But, you know, the first thing you should do is say, oh, so you're calling me. Great. Wonderful to hear from you. First of all, do you know the person that I spoke with when we first joined with this? They might even identify themselves as Local Splash, right?
Okay.
If they don't know my name right away, that's a tip-off. If they don't, or you can say, oh, what's my security question and answer? And we'll set that up in just a second here. If they don't say, oh, just give me 1 second to pull that up, and then if they can't give you the answer, then, again, that's not Local Splash. It does happen, unfortunately, and especially when we do see the websites getting published. I've been with the company myself for over 10 years, and it's happened off and on from the beginning, and even maybe before I got here. But it does kind of ebb and flow, and it does kind of seem like it might be happening.
We get the same thing through Angie. Sometimes we even get scams through Angie, so I completely understand.
Right, just so you're aware of it. And then give me just a second here to pull up that screen. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Wilkes-Barre.
Could you spell it?
Sure. It's W-I-L-K-E-S dash capital B.
Oh, I gotcha.
A-R-R-E.
Okay, got it. I thought you said Wolfsburg. A little static on the back of the line. And then the client interview. So your first available, I could probably get you at 11 o'clock if you like, and there's also 12, 1, and 2, and then this afternoon there would be 4, 5, or 6 o'clock.
Can I actually take the 4 o'clock, because I would like my brother to be there as well.
Perfect. And this would still be the number that you want us to call, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, absolutely. And then you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, and it does take about 25 or 30 minutes. So we're going to schedule it for 4, and then it'll probably get you maybe 5-10 minutes after 4, something like that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, walk you through any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may be on a call, and I don't know if it's going to be 4:05 or 4:10. I don't get a lot of advance notice.
Okay.
But if I am on a call when they're ready, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They might even, you know, go with the security question even on that first phone call. And you're going to receive a reminder email at 3, so an hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll receive that reminder email through our automated system. And in just a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email, the email address that we have on file that you gave me before, cmarisi1130@gmail.com. The calendar invite, it's going to say local splash, CIENG, that just stands for calendar invite to be conducted in English. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do, but you certainly don't have to. It's really just for your records. And then, let's see. Oh, did you happen to receive either the voice, the automated email, or the...
I did just receive the email. I was actually just scrolling through it to certify that.
Okay. All righty. So if it asks you, and you're talking about, let me see what you got sent out so far, because you do get a couple of things. All right. So it looks like you've already gotten the local splash initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to look at. And then.
Now it's asking you to log in, right?
It's asking for a username and a password, correct. So that's exactly what it's doing. It's asking you to log into your tracking and reporting system. So the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it is asking you for a username and a password. You don't have to go that next step. In fact, I think if you did it now, it would give you an error message telling you that the page has not been activated yet, that your tracking system isn't up and active. We do have to do your client interview first.
Okay.
But in the next day or so, we're going to send you your username and a default password that you can then access your tracking system with. You can change the password if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine. I can, though, give you the username because that cannot be changed, and it has already been assigned. Luckily, it is easy to remember. It is just the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, the username is 570-892-2407. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. In fact, the client interview invite that I just sent out to you says local splash, CIENG, then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. You can email anything to the support email and we'll send it out to the right department. You can also, if you like, email the photos team directly. It's simply photos@localsplash.com. I believe our client interview technician will give you that again in that follow-up call in that 4 o'clock hour. And that should be with you and Jeremy, but this is the number that we'll be calling at that time, correct?
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right. So you're all set and squared away. And like I said, if I am in between phone calls, and I hope that I am, when they're ready to call you in that 4 o'clock hour, then I'll speak with you again before the end of the day. If not, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website up and running, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time.
Thank you so very much, Paul.
Wonderful. Absolutely no problem. We'll talk to you in that 4 o'clock hour. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I sure will. Thank you, Channing. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.